History is all around us, and if you enjoy Rui Farias's Historically St. Pete, then I think you'll enjoy this piece on Florida historical markers in Pinellas County. I'm your lunchtime conversation host, Nanette Weiser. And did you know that the 24 municipalities and many of the neighborhoods in the unincorporated area of Pinellas County have their own historical and cultural heritage? So you know about Heritage Village, of course. And this year, 2026, will mark January 250-year anniversary of historical museums and venues. So let's talk a little bit about the historic districts around Pinellas County. Well, first of all, the Greektown Historic District in 2014 that was put on the National Register of Historic Places for its unique ethnic heritage and maritime character. You know that best as the Tarpon Springs area. It's just amazing. 1,000 Greeks on 100 sponge boats worked in the Florida water and related maritime businesses from 1905 to 1940. Another historical district is the Tarpon Springs Sponge Industry, the historic district, which is along Spring Bayou in the downtown commercial district, nicknamed the Golden Crescent with the most architecturally significant building, a Byzantine Revival style St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral, and the Tarpon Springs Old City Hall. But yes, there's more. Also up in Tarpon Springs, the Anson Park Safford House, the old Tarpon Springs High School, and Rose Cemetery are definitely worth your attention. If you're up in that area, go to Gulf Shore Park. In 1912, land developers Dr. J.D. Hamby and A.D. Powers laid out the community of Crystal Beach, which is north of that, along the shoreline of the Gulf of Mexico. And it is an incredible historic district. There's also the Reba Sutton White Chapel, and that is up in Palm Harbor, and the Ozona Village Hall, one of my favorite places to go. I like to eat at Ozona Pig when I go up, and those are north of Tarpon Springs as well. The Clearwater Post Office is a Mediterranean Revival-style building, and it was designed by Clearwater architect Theodore Skinner and built by Walton Sinclair. It's an example of a project funded by the 1930s Federal Work Projects. That's down on Cleveland Street in Clearwater. Another great historical building in Clearwater is the old Pinellas County Courthouse. And in 1916, the Board of County Commissioners voted in favor of financing the construction of a new courthouse and jail. It's an excellent example of neoclassical revival architecture, and well-known architect Francis J. Kennard built that. There's also the Southward Ward School site and the Harbor Oaks Historic District, which was the first planned residential development and a National Register Historic District. Dean Alvord, a developer from New York State, started that project in 1914. There you'll see Mediterranean Revival, Colonial Revival, Tudor Revival, Mission, and Bungalow styles. And so there are markers that are along there. Another wonderful example is St. Cecilia Catholic Church. It was built in 1924. Robert Sanford Brown, a Detroit industrialist who made the Japan black paint used on the Ford Model T, wintered in Clearwater, and he provided the funding with the church construction. That is, there's a marker at or near 820 Jasmine Way. Some other things, of course, Rui has talked about this, the Jungle Prada site, another incredible historical marker there. That's S1. S2, Mark Sereno Hotel. That's at the intersection of Bayshore Drive and First Avenue Southeast. Demon's Landing is the S3 marker. And of course, Rui has told you all about that. It was built by Peter Demons. He was a Russian nobleman. Again, Historically St. Pete on our podcast channel is the place to go for more of that. S4 marks the world's first regularly scheduled commercial airline. And that was the St. Petersburg Tampa Airboat. And that's at the Albert Wittard Park. Now, here's an interesting one. The SF5 marker at Stetson University College of Law. Well, you know, it was built as a hotel. And you've heard that from Rui, the executive director of the St. Petersburg Museum of History. But this Mediterranean Revival building was originally designed by a fantastic firm in Miami. And it was operated a hotel when the Florida Military Academy was relocated to the site. That marker is at or near 1401 61st Street. Another historical marker, S6, marks the Miranda home. And it's where the home of Abel Cap Miranda once stood. Miranda was a Seminole War veteran. He moved to the Pinellas Peninsula from Fort Brooke, Tampa with his family in 1857. And that is located at 2680 Driftwood Road. Folks, if you just joined me in this episode of Florida historical markers with an emphasis on Pinellas County. I am talking about those that you know from Tarpon Springs to Palm Harbor to downtown. S7 marks the Bartholomew Church that is in 3747 34th Street South, and S8, the Don Cesar Hotel. Yes, it is got a historic designation. S9 is for Zephaniah Phillips Homestead site, and that is at 608 Passagro Way, St. Pete Beach. There's really an interesting story behind this. In 1783, while updating Gulf Coast navigational charts, Jose Antonio de Ivia, Spanish naval officer, he visited a Spanish fishing camp near this location, naming it Rancho de Joaquin. I bet you didn't know, those of you who have just come here, and some of you who have lived here forever, we have so many historical markers. Finally, S10 is the Tierra Verde Mound, and that's located down in 1695 Pinellas Bayway, and S11. That is the Fort DeSoto Batteries and Military Posts. So for Radio St. Pete, I'm your host, Annette Weiser. Check out the historical markers and be sure to look on Pinellas County's Historical Preservation Board, pinellas.gov/historic-preservation-in-pinellas-county. Know your history and love it where you live.